Good morning. We're moving on to the different types of items which are possible to use for sichuch. So first of all, we have to explain what is required in the Torah to be used for sichuch. So Chazal are not based on the psukim, that the items which are used for sichuch have to be something which grows on the ground. It's tzumeach min ha'aretz. It's not makabel tumah, and it's no longer attached to the ground. So it's tolush, tzumeach min ha'aretz, and enam makabel tumah. Those are the three requirements on the deraisa level. So, there are going to be things which Chazal said, even though midaraisa they're not makabel tumah, but they're similar enough to things which are makabel tumah that they're going to be not acceptable to use. There are going to be things which, even though they're tzemeach min ha'aretz, their tzura has changed to the point that they seem to look like something else, and therefore they do not look like the way they come out of the ground, and therefore they're going to be puzzle. And there are a few scenarios of things which are mechuber as opposed to being tolush. They're attached as opposed to being detached, but they're still kosher, depending on the scenario. Besides that, so Chazal expanding the three deraisa categories, we also require that the sichuch has to be done in a way that it's clear that this is a diras haroi, this is not a permanent home. You're leaving your permanent home and going out into the sukkah. So something which would give the sukkah the appearance of a bias is going to be problematic. Okay, so we're going to list seven psulim midrabanan, something which was. Right now, it does not accept tumah, but it did accept tumah one point in time. So you have a broken piece of a kli, or something which will be it will become at some point in time used as is. So even though right now it's not used as is as a kli, but it will, and therefore that's considered something which will accept tumah in the future. That's number one. Number two, Chazal made a gzera called Gzera's Tikra. We're concerned about the possibility that it looks like a roof, and we'll discuss what that means. Number three is something which is not obvious that it grew from the ground. It looks different than the way it grew. Chazal came along and said, we do not want you to make schach out of things which will undermine your sukkah experience, or for the person, because of the schach, a person will leave. Simon Mita Raisa, that's not a psul, because Chazal were afraid the person will end up not doing the mitzvah. So schach, which has a bad smell, Chazal said you cannot use that for schach because we're afraid the person will find the smell bothersome to the point that he gets repulsed by it and he will leave the sukkah. Using a type of an item which will be dropping all of its leaves. Dropping many of its leaves over the sukkahs, and so therefore you're going to constantly have these leaves dropping on your head, and again we're afraid that that's something which a person might feel enticed, as it were, to leave the sukkah because of the discomfort. And something which is going to be misyavish, the number seven, is something which is going to dry out over sukkahs and shrivel. And by shriveling, it's going to leave a space which would create an avir in the sukkah of the shir psul. So Chazal decided to give it equivalent status of avir, as if there's an actual air gap at the beginning of sukkahs, because by the end of sukkahs, that's what's going to be there. So those are the seven psulim in Rabbanan, something which right now cannot accept tumah, but did or will. Something which makes it look like a roof. Something which is not obvious that it grew from the ground. Something which is oimel hisyabesh. Something which is, you have leaves which are going to fall. Something which is rechen ra. And number seven, I'm sorry, I did not mention number seven before. Number seven, Chazal said you cannot put your schach on the roof in a bundle. The gzera being that a person will put it there not for the purpose of sichuch, you put it there to dry. So even if you put it there for the purpose of sichuch, if you're allowed to store bundles on the the roof of your sukkah. Many times people bundle things for other purposes and they put it on the roof for other purposes other than to create the shade which a sukkah has to be made for, but rather to dry out, etc. Now if you put something like that on the roof of the sukkah for that purpose and then you change your mind, that's going to actually go under the umbrella of the psul of tasev olam and osi. You have to make the sukkah. You cannot have a sukkah already made. So in a situation where it's was put there not for the purpose of sichuch, of making sale, but if even though you change your mind, it's already there, not for the purpose of a sukkah, as if the sukkah was already made without being a sukkah. So that goes under the umbrella of the problem of tasev olam and osi. Have a good day.